Republicans in California are holding a state convention this weekend. This year, voters in that state will elect a new governor to replace Arnold Schwarzenegger. As NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, both the leading contenders for the party's nomination are short on political experience, but not on cash.
I will say the number one thing I think that faces California right now is actually a crisis of confidence.
If you live in California and you don't know that former eBay chief executive Meg Whitman is running for governor, you don't have a TV.
We can turn California around. I think, actually, I can make a huge difference.
Whitman's never held any elected position before. In fact, she's hardly ever voted. But financially, she's got plenty of what it takes to run for office. Her fortune is estimated at well over $1 billion. She's already spent tens of millions, and the primary is still 3 months away. The convention delegates tend to be the more conservative members of their party, so Whitman steered clear of some of her more moderate positions, like her support of abortion rights. She stuck with what works, bashing the probable Democratic nominee. In this case, that's Jerry Brown, who was first elected governor back in the 1970s, then became mayor of Oakland, and now serves as state attorney general.
Now you tell me, what has Jerry Brown accomplished in those four decades of political life that should give Californians a single reason to let him get a second shot? Nothing.
Right now, though, Whitman isn't running against Jerry Brown. Her competition for the nomination is California's insurance commissioner, Steve Poizner. It's his first elected office. Before that, he made his fortune developing GPS chips for cell phones. He was once known as a moderate, even liberal Republican, but more recently, he steered hard to the right.
Now, as you might know, I am proposing a 10% cut in sales taxes, a 10% cut in corporate taxes, a 10% cut in personal income taxes, every bracket, and a 50% cut in capital gains taxes.
The cuts, he promises, would revive California's dismal economy and pull the state budget out of the red. But he was just getting warmed up. On to illegal immigration.
As governor, if I have to, I'll send the National Guard to the border. If that doesn't work, I'll send the California Highway Patrol to the border. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to send the California Republican Party to the border.
The delegates love this speech, but that enthusiasm hasn't been reflected in the polls. Poizner trails Whitman by huge margins. But he says he's just begun to fight. Asked how much of his own money he'd spend, all he said was, enough. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Santa Clara, California.